Hey, Daily Dosers. My name is Austin Payne. I'm one of the high school pastors here at North Coast. And today's passage, if I'm being totally honest with you, is one of those passages that you read and you kind of go, it's almost terrifying to read it out loud. And like some passages you're reading, you're like, oh, wow, I love that, right? And like some Daily Doses, you read a passage, you're like, that's so encouraging. Like, I needed to hear that today. Or like on this journey that we have with Jesus, you see this Jesus character and you're like, wow, Jesus is so awesome. Like, for God so loved the world that he sent Jesus to save everybody. And Jesus said, like, I didn't come to condemn the world. He came to save the world. And then there's this passage. And you read this and you're like, what do I do with this? And so these are Jesus' words. It says, then Jesus went through the towns and the villages teaching as he made his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, Lord, are only a few people going to be saved? And he said to them, Jesus says this, red letters, make every effort to enter through the narrow door, because many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able to. Once the owner of the house gets up, closes the door, he will stand outside knocking and pleading, saying, sir, open the door for us. But he will answer, I don't know you or where you came from. Do you feel encouraged? Do you now know what to do with the rest of your day, Daily Doser? Yeah, me neither. And when I read this, like it initially hits me as like, it's kind of this terrifying passage. It says like, then they'll come and they'll say, you know, we ate with you and we drank with you and we taught about you in our streets. And he'll say, I don't know you or where you came from. This is his answer. And friend, this can either be the most terrifying passage that we hear and we go, we have to make every effort. Or I truly, genuinely believe that this passage today can allow us to go, oh, and take a deep breath and feel so saved and secure in the person of Jesus. Here's why. Mm-hmm. Hey, Barna recently did a study. It's this research conglomerate that they said 95% of America believes that God exists in some way, shape, or form, that there is a God. And then of those 95% of people that believe that God exists, 90% of those people said, I'm going to heaven because I'm a good person. And if you find yourself in that 90%, then when you hear Jesus' words going, make every effort, then you hear that as going, I have to be a good person today. I have to make every effort to enter through that narrow door. And that making every effort is completely dependent on whether I'm a good person or not, which for me, that kind of depends on the day that it is. Like, was there traffic? Was there not traffic? Did I get my coffee? Did I not get my coffee? Did things go my way at work or did they not? Did my 2.5-year-old, did she wake up happy or did she wake up cranky, right? Like, me being a good person is so dependent on my day. And honestly, scripture says in Romans chapter 3 that there is no one good, not even one. So if make every effort is dependent on me, then this is an exhausting, terrifying passage. But if I hear Jesus saying, make every effort to enter through the narrow door, and then his answer is, I don't know you or where you came from, and that's why they aren't saved, then friend, we take the story of scripture and we go, man, Ephesians chapter 2, it is by grace and grace alone that you are saved. John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. Nobody gets the Father except through me. Romans chapter 10, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that he is Lord and that God raised him from the dead, that he did the saving work on the cross. And so our belief in him, our knowing him, our being adopted into his family, as Romans chapter 8 puts it, allows me to go, make every effort is me surrendering to him and going, I believe in you and your saving power. Do you know who saves, friend? It's Jesus. And so when I read this passage and he says, the only people that aren't saved are the ones that Jesus says, I don't know you and where you came from. I can rest easy and go, I know Jesus and he knows where I came from. He knows that I'm not a good person. And that Romans chapter 5 says, while I was his enemy, Christ died for me. And I can go, I rest in the fact that the saving work of my life is not dependent on me. It was his life, his death, his resurrection that saved me. And on the other side of that, I now get to walk into life with him. Thank God for the good news of the gospel. Thanks, Dosers. We'll see you tomorrow.